From the KBIE newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens calls it, quote, an entirely consensual relationship. But the woman he had an affair with says Greitens slapped, grabbed, and shoved her during a series of non-consensual sexual encounters. The woman's testimony was revealed in a report yesterday released by a special Missouri legislative committee. The panel is planning on recommending whether lawmakers should begin impeachment proceedings to try to remove Greitens from office. Greitens is refusing calls to resign. He says it's, quote, a political witch hunt. He also goes to trial next month in St. Louis on a felony indictment. It accuses him of taking and transmitting a non-consensual photo of the woman while she was partially nude in 2015. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley is joining in the call for Missouri Governor Eric Greitens to resign. Hawley issued a statement last night saying the Special Legislative Committee's report contains, quote, shocking, substantial, and corroborated evidence of wrongdoing by Governor Greitens. Hawley is the state attorney general. He calls the Republican governor's conduct, quote, impeachable in his judgment. But he says the people of Missouri should not be put through an impeachment, quote, ordeal, and the governor should step down. Hawley is running for Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill's seat. McCaskill also issued a statement late yesterday calling for the governor to resign. After the release of a report on his conduct, the legislature's top Republican leaders may be laying the groundwork to impeach Governor Eric Greitens. Jason Rosenbaum reports on what's next for the process.
The House report contains testimony from a woman Greitens had an affair with before he was in office. Among other things, the report says a sexual encounter in Greitens' basement was not consensual and that he was physically abusive. House Speaker Todd Richardson called the report's findings, quote, beyond disturbing. He says House and Senate leaders are planning to call themselves into special session after May 18th.
This is not a witch hunt, and the committee had no political agenda.
In a defiant press conference, Greitens said the report was full of lies and, as Richardson alluded to, called the process a witch hunt. He says he has no plans to leave office. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
In other news, early April and warm weather marked the start of tick season in Missouri. Boone County had 27 tick bites in 2017, according to Eric Stan, the community relations specialist for Boone County Public Health and Human Services. Stan says ticks are looking for hosts during this time of year.
Ticks generally find a host by climbing onto a blade of grass or a leaf, and then they wait until a host passes by. They try to climb onto that host.
Stan says it's important to wear protective clothing and to walk in the middle of the trails when outdoors. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.